Hi, this is Paul Evans for DIY Profit Pipeline, and this time we're going to look at creating your own coaching program. I know that can be a little bit intimidating, but don't let it be. Think about it this way. What if you could double your profit with 30 to 60 minutes of work 4 days a week? If you did not need to create any additional products, materials, or other tangible things to begin and related to that. You know, along the way, we're going to be building a lot of products in, but this is one of the fastest and easiest to do. And what if you could do this with only 50 customers total, maybe even less? I know that's something you'd be interested in. So let's talk about how to do that. And it's very simple. Basically, you're creating your own inner circle coaching program. Now, before you get in defensive mode and say, I can't do that, let me show you an incredibly simple way that you can do it. You think about it in just a few terms, in just a minute. But I want to show you some numbers first. Let's suppose that you work really, really hard to get 1,000 members paying you $10 a month for your membership site. That's $10,000 a month, right? To double your profit, you would only need 50 coaching students paying you $200 a month, and that too equals $10,000. So if you're not up to $10,000 per month with your regular membership, you still wouldn't even need that many coaching students to double your profit. So it's fairly easy to do. So I really consider this a no-brainer. In fact, if it were up to me, I'd make it a mandatory part of 99% of anyone who began with our first release of recurring revenue. I'd make this a mandatory element of that so that you can continue to build your income rapidly and to do it in a way that is recurring. So what I'm going to propose in today's lesson is going to amaze you how simple it is, and I want to approach it by answering four main questions that most students ask about starting a coaching program. So question number one, why should I offer or what should I offer in my personal coaching? Now, this is the real beauty of a coaching model. It takes so little to make this work well. With a traditional coaching model, you have to create some kind of curriculum or course, and I'm going to go into some of those aspects a little bit deeper later on. But I want to give you the easiest way right here out of the gate. So in a traditional curriculum, you have students follow along as you interact one-on-one. But you've already got to have the curriculum, don't you? And you do if you followed our first lesson and you created a membership site. So you don't need additional course materials. So what do you offer? You offer personal feedback as you answer the questions of your coaching students. You get that? All you do is answer questions. That's it. That's what your students pay you to do. No added curriculum, no fancy game plan to follow. You simply answer questions. For example, you can use an offer for an inner circle for your membership site, and I've done this and charged $197 a month. And the example below is taken from a fixed-term membership sales letter that I've used. And it says this, you may ask me one question per day, Monday through Thursday. I don't do weekends, related to the lesson you're currently working on. You see, that's pretty simple, right? One question per day. And that's what people would pay you for. You answer that one question per day, a total of four per week, related to content you've already released. You simply help students apply the lessons to their specific situation by answering questions. People pay for access to a helping hand. They pay for access to someone they can bounce their ideas off of. They pay for access to get feedback and input on their usage of the content. And they'll pay you to be that coach if you offer it to them. Here's the bottom line. All you need to do to start an FTM coaching program is to put up a sales page offering to answer the questions of those who enroll. Nothing complicated, nothing time consuming, nothing additional create. You're ready to go immediately. If you don't offer your own coaching program, you're just leaving money on the table, especially with this model, when it takes virtually nothing to get started. So question two, how much time will it take? A while ago, my friend Jimmy offered a coaching program to his members. One of his students asked this question. He already had in mind the idea to start a coaching program. He saw that Jimmy offered one and modeled his FTM after that, and he took the initiative to start his own. He just wanted to know how many positions he should make available based on the amount of time he needed to personally respond to each student. Now, I'm going to share with you an excerpt of Jimmy's response to the question. He said, "Hey, Sean, good question. Here's a funny thing, but kind of sad. Only about one-third of those paying you $197 a month for the inner circle coaching are going to use it 3 to 4 times per week. The rest are going to ask about one question per week, which really boggles my mind. But this isn't anything new. In response, I recently gave a client about coaching. I said this, people want personal coaching, and they pay for it, but sadly, most don't use it. Bottom line If the numbers are consistent, you'll have about 20 to 30 of the 50 who use it, and even those won't post questions every night. After a month or two, you'll only have about 10 questions a night. I spend 20 minutes each night, and it's well worth the money. See you tomorrow, Paul. Obviously, there are a lot of variables involved, but the average student asks me 1 to 2 questions per week. How long would it take you to respond? That's the real question here. My guess is this. If you have 30 to 60 minutes to invest each night in coaching, you can make a nice amount of money offering this service. And remember, you're only doing it Monday through Thursday. Question 3. What fee should I charge for access? My recommendation is you should charge a minimum of $97 per month and a maximum of $197 per month. Finding a qualified coach to interact with you personally 4 nights a week isn't something you'd expect to get for pennies. But on the other hand, charging too much for answering 4 questions per week won't get you many takers. In my own experience, $97 to $197 is a nice price point for this kind of coaching program, and somewhere between, 7 to 8 times the fee you charge for a regular membership to your site. So let's say that your membership site is $10 a month, then, I'd probably go ahead and charge 10 times that amount, or $100. If your membership site is $20 a month, then you're looking at 7 to 10 times per monthly fee for that. On the other thing I want to mention as it relates to pricing, in addition to financial gain for your own coaching program, you'll also find there are 2 great intangibles. Number 1, new ideas to develop into lessons. Over and over again, I receive questions from coaching students. I think, wow, I could write an entire lesson about that. And so I do. I turn coaching clients' questions into lessons for ideas, or ideas for lessons, and also for new products. Secondly, new content to share from your post. There are also times when I'll write a response to a client and I think, that's pretty good stuff, and I'll write it verbatim in a future lesson. You can look back at this lesson for an example of that. A student asked about the amount of time needed to run a coaching program, and I used my entire post to help answer that question here in this lesson. Here's what's important. Bear in mind, in both these cases, this is only for things I've written that apply to a group. I would never take confidential statements or information shared by and with a client and make it available to the masses. That brings up one important aspect of coaching I need to mention. Your complete confidentiality and trustworthiness is required. Without it, you're done, period. When you interact with a client, you should never indulge anything they've shared with you without expressed permission. Question 4. How will I communicate with clients? There are 2 ways to handle the technical side of things as clients send you their questions and response back. Number 1, communicate via email. One option is to simply have them submit the questions via email, and then you reply to their questions from return email, and everybody goes home happy. The only question is, it's not always 100% reliable. I've done this in the past, and a lot of times I've not received every single question from a client, and they didn't receive every single answer, and sometimes people get a little bit frustrated. But by and large, emails worked out really, really well. Another option is communicate via a private message board. I've spent several $1,000s having one of these created, and I used it for a while, and it's good, but to me, it's not as solid as email. So I really like that. I really love using email and allowing that to be my primary method. Now, here's something that I didn't have put in the original report. I will use something like Jing Project or Snagit, or even Camtasia, and I will draw a box around their question, hit record, and I'll just record an audio answer, especially if it's a little bit longer, because I can say a lot more in 5 minutes than I can type in 5 minutes. So who should coach? Who should coach? This is really a beginning of a different section, because I gave you an overview just then about how to get started, what it really takes, and how to price it. Now we're going to dive into it a little bit deeper and look at some other aspects, but realize that everything that you've already looked at, it's all you really need to get started. But who should coach? If you're in business online, you're really perfectly positioned to coach, and that may be equally true for your offline business networking too. Has a client, subscriber, or fellow forum member ever asked for your advice or feedback? If so, and you've answered, you've really taken the first step by being a coach. If you've ever delivered a speech, even a mini presentation at a local business organization, again, you've taken a step toward coaching. If you're knowledgeable about any business practice or niche subject, definitely consider adding coaching to your sales funnel business plan. In addition to the satisfaction, you get to charge well for your services. Add high-end value to sales funnel, gain prestige and niche authority, brand your own business, create devoted affiliates. Coaching doesn't have to involve super intense one-on-one sessions of high-level involvement. You can tailor it to be low-key or as informal as you like I just mentioned with the email coaching. A passionate quilter helping out six members of a quilting circle is as much a coach as a top sports coach in the NHL hockey team. So coaching models, we're going to expand our view a little bit. Before you pick the specific type of coach you want to become, think about the coaching models that are out there. You can coach via seminars and teleseminars, webinars, workshops to large groups on an as-come basis. Coach via your large group membership. Coach a small, select gold or platinum core groups. Each of them are keener than your average paid member. Coach one-on-one and only have between one and six clients, each paying you a maximum for the privilege. If the idea of coaching actually intimidates you, seminars, workshops, webinars are a great way to get started and become known. I want to give you three myths about coaching. Number one, you need to be at the top of your field before you deserve to coach. Not really. You need to be at the top of your field before you can command four-figure prices and train only the best of the best, but people need coaches at every level of the journey. An Olympic-level figure skating coach needs to know exactly how it feels to compete in top-flight international events. She may need to have experience as a competitor at that level and be aware of a million small and large, highly niche-specific details. She needs to be qualified to have correct coaching certification and credentials, and above all, she needs to know how to handle goal-driven super athletes. A small child learning to figure skate really only needs someone who can teach her to stay on her feet and wobble around the rink. The person teaching her is just as much of a coach, though, even if that teacher is actually still a student herself. You'd be wasting money on a top-level coach. The person teaching your six-year-old to skate just needs to be a few levels ahead. Myth number two, you need to be certified or have a degree before you can call yourself a coach. While it's true that some fields and specialties do require certification, most fields don't. Experience often makes the best teacher. And possessing the type of personality you enjoy mentoring and helping people achieve their highest potential, generally within a highly specific area, is essential too. A good coach needs to possess a healthy supply of patience, inspire and nurture confidence, have a passion to help people succeed, know how and when to step back. Types of coaches that do need to be certified are coaches teaching specific methods and coaches who have clients who need some sort of professional accreditation. Number three, third myth, being certified automatically guarantees you'll be a better coach. Not always. While a certified coach is far less likely to overinflate his credentials, there are plenty of dynamic coaches getting wildly successful results for their students who do not possess any sort of certification. One trap you may never want to fall into, however, representing yourself as more experienced or more qualified than you actually are. A good coach is also honest with her clients and most of all with herself. Common coaching characteristics. No matter what type of coaching plan you specialize in, there are common traits and skills top-notch coaches possess. If these come naturally to you or you can learn them well enough to make them part of you, your coaching will be a lot more successful. Client success brings demand. Demand reaps healthy fees and profits. So check your own personality traits and skills against this proven coaching core structure. I already possess the accreditation or experience necessary to help my client actualize the goal. I already own the ability to help my client question and explore her own motivations, needs, objectives, skills, and strategies. I already can help my client determine the best tools and strategies to help him achieve maximum potential. I already can facilitate my client's self-analyzed actions and come up with viable solutions that feel natural. I already possess skills needed to help my client assess progress and regularly re-examine goals and needs. I already know how to offer objective and unconditional listening and support. I already know how to encourage regular objective evaluation and self-assessment. I already am committed to helping my client improve skill sets and strengthen strategies. I already know how to facilitate changes that are permanent for a client's ultimate benefit. I already take pride in helping clients take responsibility for personal growth, independence, and avoiding codependency. I already know how to help clients develop their own style. I already will have no problem encouraging my client to positively sever our professional relationship and move on to higher level of coaching when the time comes. So think about that list of helping people be the best they can be generally or in a specific field, then coaching will be a natural step for you. And if any of those lists really connected with you, it shows that you've already got a lot of coaching ability within you. Now, here are the four essentials for effective coaching. While anyone can become a coach, there are four absolute essentials that pre-qualify you as having natural potential to be an effective one, likely to reap maximum success. Number one, lead a balanced life. If you can't balance your own life, it's going to be tough to convey with conviction the need for your client to do so. Second, practice effective time management. This includes skills such as knowing how to stick to agenda, making sure you factor in time for your own decompression, ongoing learning, ensuring your client content flows smoothly, and that you two are focused on the ultimate outcome. Number three, know how to motivate. This has a little bit to do with butt kicking, and it's definitely not shaming or blaming. It basically means that what we want to do is help the client's behavior become better. Motivation is nothing more or less than gifting your client with the ability to believe in a goal and in their own ability to move under their own steam toward that goal. Number four, care about people. When you coach, the most important factor in the world is your client, his needs, his aspirations, hopes, and fears. If caring about others and their goals and aspirations isn't one of your deepest core values, you won't enjoy the trip and will be burnt out quickly. Remember, coaching is above all a transformative process. You're accompanying your client on a journey and helping them get to where they want to go, sharing the adventure. Four signs that you should not be a coach. These are the ones that we've really got to be careful with. Now, I don't want us to talk ourselves out of coaching, but we've really got to be thinking about these aspects to make sure we don't get in our own way. If you like to tell people exactly how to do things and get annoyed if they question you or express independent ideas, you probably should not be a coach. People who are too empathetic often don't make great coaches. They become enmeshed in emotional ideas, concepts with their clients, and they tend to rescue rather than sitting back and handing over the appropriate tool to the right bend in the journey. These coaches burn out quickly, and they don't know how to disengage, becoming frustrated or distressed when clients move on. Number three, people with a huge ego should not become coaches. It'll all be about having the accolades and disciples. People who have a healthy self-worth, on the other hand, can inspire others to develop the same. Number four, it's all about how much money you can get out of each client. If that's the way you feel, you'll become disillusioned the moment you realize it's about your needs and not theirs. All right, so how do you become the ultimate dream coach? Number one, you have to ask yourself these four questions. Number one, who would best benefit from your unique skill set and talent? Number two, what can you bring to them that would rocket boost them closer to their own goals? Number three, what potential disasters can you steer them safely past? Number four, how can you save them time, build their confidence, and increase their own expert authority and skills? Examine various coaching models and decide which one resonates with your personal style, goals, and skills most strongly. That includes how much you like to charge, how many people you want to mentor at a time, what type of coaching ship you would like to run, the seminar model, membership model, one-on-one model, etc., and why you think this particular area is one of the most suited to help you excel as a coach. Where you want to go with this is this. Where do you want to be in 5 years? Remember, coaching one-on-one for top dollar can be far less work, far less exhausting than trying to mentor an entire membership site full of coaching students. On the other hand, one-on-one mentorship and coaching carries a higher risk for failure. In a large group, you'll always have a majority who are virtually silent, a devoted contingent who are vocal and enjoying every minute, and a small minority who drop out or complain. With one-on-one coaching, if your client is unhappy and he's your only client paying you $6,000 every 3 months, it'd be a disastrous on one or more level to lose that person. In the following section, we'll look at some hard and fast secrets to help you achieve imminent coaching success. So, secrets of coaching pros. Here are what credentials can do for you. While it's true that it is not necessary to be certified or accredited in all fields, consider joining a professional coaching organization such as the IAC, International Association of Coaching, even if certification is not required. This independent global body is focused on maintaining high-quality universal coaching standards. Also check out ICF, International Coach Federation. The IAC certification process introduces you to specific masteries that are hallmarks of the most effective and distinguished coaches, setting high standards for the coach's ethical, professional, business behaviors. And the purpose of this certification is to provide the clients of coaches a valid measure of assurance that they'll receive the best coaching. Not to mention is the fact that earning such credentials will build your confidence and will sharpen your focus. It will help you master and own the tools of the coaching trade, no matter what type of coaching you choose to specialize in. As with any area of business nowadays, particularly online, industries are evolving at the speed of light, and membership in an organization such as the IAC will help you keep on top of those changes, something that's absolutely crucial for those who want to coach others, especially long-term. So quick start coaching models that make you money. Many of the best coaches will tell you they got their start while still undergoing the training process themselves. And again, you don't always need to be certified to begin your coaching journey, particularly if you're sure of your own mission in life. So here are some easy, proven ways to get started. And don't forget what we covered at the beginning of this audio. That, to me, is the fastest way. Method one, repurposing. One of the easiest ways to get started is simply to repurpose. Number one, take your existing content. Number two, create an interactive component around it. For example, if you've written a definitive guide on how to create your own patterns, read through any questions or complaints you've received. These will point you to areas customers typically have difficulty with. Upsell them by offering step-by-step professional pattern makers coaching addressing these points. Add how-to videos and diagrams for those who have problems with written instructions, but instead are better suited to visual or hands-on learning. Give short assignments and offer feedback or critiques. Sweeten the pot with extra content written for the sticky bits, those sections your customers typically have problems with. Break it down to even more basic step-by-step instructions with clear diagrams, screenshots. Add confidence-building lessons and materials. Let your new coaching student in on your own secrets. Remember, one day she may be a great joint venture partner, she'll be successful, and crediting you with her own success. A method two, PLR or Master Resale Rights-based coaching. You can also, in record time, create a coaching program around PLR or Master Resale Rights. All you need to do is add interactivity to the mix, much as described in method one above. One advantage to using PLR, you can really give the content your own unique twist as you rewrite it, brand it, your own style, your own personality. And one advantage to using Master Resale Rights is you don't have to alter a thing. You just add your interactive element and launch yourself at a running start. An easy way to know when using pre-written content is that there is no single right method. If a subject is abstract, such as life coaching, PLR is the way to go since it will give you a greater room for flexibility. Where you are teaching a skill specifically, when your coaching is more task-oriented, such as teaching people how to create patterns that sell, pick a strong Master Resale Rights manual and show people how to use it. Method three, intern development. Another great shortcut in plugging into coaching immediately, offer internships to your business. If you want to be a blog-building business coach, for example, offer exclusive internships while you're still getting your coaching package together. Don't wait until it's perfect. Done properly, the internship model is not going to exploit anyone at all and provides huge benefits to both parties. Your intern gets a focused, one-on-one shortcut to mastering her area of interest, learning on the job, and you gain a devoted protege who will provide you with the all-important glowing testimonial you need when you get started. Ideally, in a mentorship relationship, you trade off your knowledge and expertise while practicing on your intern, developing and refining your coaching skills. He gains from your attention and mentorship while you gain your services in exchange. Yes, it's a foot in the door method, and the money you make from it is more indirect because you're basically going to leverage that relationship over time, but it's a viable strategy for beginning coaches, especially if you don't feel strong right out of the gate. Method four, the coaching prize. If you're new to coaching, another great way to plunge into the deep end lies in offering your services for a limited time as a prize. This doesn't have to mean a major commitment of your time for no money. You can keep it really simple. Number one, offer a free half-hour phone consultation to the first 10 people who buy or sign up for your webinar. You can make it 5 or 50. It doesn't matter. The number can be anything, just whatever is comfortable for you. Number two, offer a free half-hour consultation to anyone who buys your digital product during your limited-time introductory special or the first five or something like that. Again, make it super simple. If someone buys an affiliate product for you, then that'd be another time that you can add coaching as an additional add-on. The beauty of this method, it automatically positions you as an expert while adding rich, high-end value to your content. It also creates an added incentive for potential clients to invest in that content. Just make sure you have more coaching options available to offer them after the initial time is up. Method five, follow-up contact. This method is more oblique, but if it suits your style, it can increase your conversions beautifully for very little extra effort. Here's how it works. Number one, instigate one of the methods previously described. Number two, as a surprise bonus, the option of either a follow-up phone call or follow-up email session. Number three, set this bonus contact for at least 6 weeks after the start of your previous program. By that time, your client will have tried out your methods, put them in practice, have concrete complaints, questions, or praise for your material, achieve some measure of success, be even more receptive to your input. About a week before your follow-up call or email, send them a reminder letting them know you're ready to deliver and asking them whether they prefer a phone call or an email. Set the time, and then number six, deliver your follow-up session. Method six, newsletter membership coaching. One of the easiest models, the newsletter membership. In fact, every online marketer should do this with it for an extra stream of income and brand building. Number one, when people sign up for your freebies or your list, let them know they are going to automatically receive your monthly newsletter and give them the option to opt out if they don't want to do this. Number two, send a short version of your newsletter containing at least one highly valuable link, tip, or insider secret. Number three, let them know they can download or try out a sample of your expanded newsletter online. Make sure it contains exceptionally valuable content. Position it as a coaching newsletter. Offer a subscription to regular editions at a modest price. That was number four. Number five, when your prospect signs up for the simple membership program, delight them with at least three bonus videos providing even more valuable evergreen content, content that they'll want to access repeatedly and habitually. This coaching model is so easy because almost anyone can succeed with it. Providing content is high value and consistent in delivery. And best of all, it can strategically set up its members for upsell coaching offers. Now, these are all entry-level tactics. So now we want to move into methods that allow us to step up our services. Method seven, the coaching membership. Top-level marketers and web celebs quietly make a ton of money with this coaching model, often combining it with multiple alternative options and coaching formats. Number one, offer insider coaching. Using the principle of exclusivity to add incentive, offer a limited number of people that are able to do this. So offer insider coaching. Number two, set up a membership site. Using a service or script such as a member or wishlist member, deliver your content via a closed WordPress blog not available to the general public, releasing content only in increments. Number three, use a lesson format, daily, weekly, monthly, or whatever. Answer questions through the comments if you're using a blog. Number four, set either finite end date on your coaching membership, 12 weekly lessons, at the end of which time you'll be able to X, Y, and Z. About 3 weeks before the end of the coaching program, start upselling the next level or extended coaching option. Number four, another alternative is to offer one to three more different levels with increased access to your feedback. In other words, weekly grading for silver level, an additional five email questions permitted with gold, or a half hour bi-monthly phone session with platinum. This model works well because people are able to choose the option that fits with their pace, lifestyle, and budget. Method eight, one-on-one coaching. Whether you call it mentoring or coaching, this is a big prize at the end of the rainbow when it comes to your status and income as a coach. It's not usually the best model to start with if you've never done any coaching at all, but it is a great place to end up since typically one-on-one coaching is where you can easily step into the four-figure price ranges. Setting the right price is crucial since the coaching model typically demands a lot of commitment, thought, and interaction on your part. But the high ticket price also does a wonderful job in pre-qualifying clients since only those who are focused and serious will invest in this model. Experience in handling client load is crucial before attempting more than one individual coaching client. So think about that. Now let's move into controlling your time. One aspect of coaching that really chases people away is that people are afraid of how much time they have to put in. Here's the real truth. You can safely offer access to your services, especially when you're new, because only a small percentage of your members will help themselves to the opportunity. Listen, I've got a membership site with 1,000 people in it, and they can ask me questions every month. And only out of that 1,000, only about 20 ask questions. So don't let it overwhelm you. Your time is fairly easy to control. The key overall is to limit access without diminishing service. So number one, you can use a virtual assistant. And this way, you build your coaching plan for down the road. You've got people who are able to answer very general questions for you, and you get the more specific questions. Number two, limit access to your time. Set a restriction on when and how often people can interact with you on a one-on-one basis. Make Mondays only the day you'll answer questions via email, for example, or Monday to Friday, or weekends only, whatever works best for you. I like to use Monday through Thursday. You can have a weekly call-in or webinar that's open question hour. Charge extra for one-on-one access, or if you have an exclusive inner circle layer to your membership that people can choose and pay extra for. Number three, provide self-help resources. Having an FAQ section can diffuse a lot of common questions, but only if you provide clients with clear prompts to use this resource. Make sure self-help resources provide the easiest option for your clients to access and are plainly, visibly presented. Some example of self-help resources that clients love: templates, worksheets, simple software helping your client take a shortcut, graphs, diagrams, how-to guides, resource list and links, useful scripts, plugins or widgets, graphics or clip art. Number four, tighten up your content. If you're getting a lot of the same question types, then there may be an area of your coaching content that isn't clear. Questions can be cues that something needs to be clarified or tightened. Number five, respond with closed answers. Don't be too helpful when answering questions. You don't have to answer everything on the planet. Answer the question as asked. Number six, offer a free forum. Now, I don't do this, but it can be an incentive. I have done Facebook groups before, but basically you set up a forum or group with guidelines to ensure everyone is respectful of each other. You offer interaction only when necessary, and you let your top students answer a majority of the questions. Getting started as a coach, for those of you who are brand new, if none of the earlier outlined methods really appeal to you, offer a simple lesson based on a series, include homework assignments, perhaps a weekly email or phone call as your interactive components. Of course, this works best when you already have a list and some friends and followers, but if you accurately research and pinpoint the exact potential client who needs it and offer an easy way for them to say yes, you'll quickly build up the sort of credentials that will get the ball rolling toward the big leagues. So here's some strategies for getting yourself noticed and building credibility. Number one, interview a top expert. Offer it as a free webinar. Number two, co-coach with a JV partner. Number three, answer questions in forums and mastermind groups that you belong to. Number four, create a product that demonstrates your skill. Offer it for free as a bonus for signing up to your list. Gauging your audience and delivering the goods. You can create just about any delivery model or method that you're comfortable with. Make sure it's one of your target clients prefer. Are your clients visual? Are you serving graphic designers? Use webinars and on-screen work area and demonstrations. Are your coachings, let's say, executives? Having a weekly one-on-one brainstorming session, keeping the content goal-oriented, could work real well. Are you coaching overweight clients to personal fitness? Add healthy, low-fat recipes and motivational free form to your lessons and video offerings can work real well. We're finding anything that doesn't work as well as you thought it would. make even more use of components that exceed expectations by making sure that you're matching the learning methods and the delivery methods that your clients really, really want. Now, on page 30 of the report, make sure that you utilize the worksheet. It's a self-assessment worksheet that you can use, and it's also very useful for your clients as well. See, you need to know your core values, have strong, well-defined goals, and if coaching is really the path that you want to follow. And you'll need to be able to help your clients and make sure that other areas of their life remain in balance with the coaching goal as well, such as family, relationships, exercise, fitness, physical health, diet, life choices, financial health, creative self-actualization. So setting your coaching fees, this is where a lot of new coaches really struggle. Number one, your reputation, status, accreditation, and experience can be part of what you look at. Number two, what will you market bare? What are other people charging for similar coaching? Number three, your coaching successes. Do you have testimonials? Can you do the intern method like mentioned before for just a few weeks and get you a great testimonial? I'd highly recommend that. And then number four, the specific options that you're adding or subtracting from your package. So you're going to charge based on how much or what level people are going to be joining you on. Now, one mistake to watch out for is pricing your services too low. In fact, it's a common mistake that a lot of people do. It's rare that you see somebody making the mistake on the opposite end of coaching, pricing everything too high. Most of the time, it's way too low. Now, some would say it's better to start out low and raise your price, but the truth is you can offer your price at any level that you really want to and make changes as you want, as long as the changes don't take place during a current session. So let's say that I'm going to do 6 weeks of coaching for $1,000, and then I end that session, and then next time I decide to offer it at $497. I've really got the right and the prerogative to do that. And I probably would make a few changes so that those who bought at $997 would be able to see that they had a higher level of interactivity. Promoting your coaching program. Number one, identify your perfect client. Number two, determine whether or not she represents a paying market. Number three, find out her most overwhelming need, what the market complains about the most. Number four, see how you can fit the answer into your sales funnel. Number five, create a website specifically for your coaching services. Now, once you've taken these steps, you should move swiftly into the second phase of promotion. Number one, create a Facebook page strictly for your coaching services. Number two, ensure that people know how to leave comments and interact with you on that page. Ensure that, number three, that you create a presence on LinkedIn and Twitter. Number four, set up a newsletter. Number five, build your newsletter list. Number six, create a schedule of online and offline press releases about your new service and announcing that. Number seven, think creatively about other promotional opportunities already built into the specific delivery methods that you chose, such as you could let people know about graphics that you have available or even an affiliate promotion that you have available. Number eight, write articles for high-ranking directories and drive traffic to your coaching site through those articles. Number nine, track your promotions. There are a lot of different metric options out there, including Google Analytics and Facebook Insights, to show you where your traffic's coming from. But the most important promotional tool of all is really not that optional. Guest post on blogs, be interviewed, and be on web radio shows and teleseminars. Make sure that everyone in your circle knows that you're available for guest post, interviews, radio shows, and teleseminars. The reason this is important is that when you treat yourself like a celebrity, nobody listens too much. But when others treat you as one, your status grows. And the more that you are out there, the more impact you make and the more that you are going to be seen. Now, here's a final aspect to think about. You need to get a coach. If you're going to be out there coaching, you need to get a coach. I've got a coach, even though I'm out coaching people like crazy. So make sure that you're getting a coach. Carrie has coaches, even though that she is out there coaching like crazy. Any top-level coach and what they want to do wants to continue their training and wants to continue in growing themselves. So it's going to help you understand what it's like from a client perspective. It's going to help you learn how to coach effectively as you see how you are coached. You're going to find out what works and what doesn't. You're going to learn a lot of top tricks and tips. And you're going to learn how to interact with people even more effectively. And when you get coaching to help you become a better coach, it allows you to grow. So for my coaching, for example, at Nichology.me, I've got a lot of aspects in there that I coach on. But a person could easily contact me and say, Paul, I really just want to do coaching. Can you coach me on starting and setting up my own coaching program? Obviously, I could do that. But you need to decide who's going to be the best coach for you. And even as you coach others, make sure that you've got a coach that you're dealing with, that you're working with, who is in your corner and impacting your life and your world personally. Until next time, this is Paul Evans for myself and Carrie Wilkerson and DIY Profit Pipeline. Success is not an accident. Be blessed.